Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters.
Welcome to another edition of Health Matters. My name is Mike Royer. Off camera and on camera today is Dr. Kathy Lavender. She's a family medicine physician with the University of Alabama, and specifically is experienced in working in rural health. Dr. Lavender, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you too.
Well, we're talking today about an exciting development in Carrollton, Alabama, a very lovely community. I've been there with a lot of very nice people, and you're very familiar there. You've practiced medicine there for quite some time, correct?
I have. I have practiced medicine in Carrollton since 2004.
Now, when you went through school, college and medical school and did your internships and all, what was it about attracting you to a community the size of Carrollton? You could work here, Birmingham, you could work in any city in the world, I suppose, if you wanted to. What was it about a rural setting like that that appealed to you?
Well, I really like working with the population in a place like Carrollton. I had worked there as a medical student and really fell in love with the community and enjoyed the medical community that was there. A lot of people that I had trained with worked there as well. And enjoyed the opportunity to offer care, primary care and prenatal care, to patients that would otherwise have to drive a long distance to get care or potentially not seek care because of the challenges that they face.
Your practice there was ongoing for some time. You joined UMC here, I believe you said, in 2014. Is that accurate?
That's correct.
So now that UMC has opened a clinic there officially a few months ago that is operating in Carrollton. That must be very pleasing to you that the place where you've worked to help people now has the full support of UMC.
It is. It is. When the hospital closed in 2000, in March, February, March of 2000, it was a devastating blow to the community, to the medical community in West Alabama. It is exciting that UMC has brought back a full-time primary care clinic to Carrollton.
So you go there now on Wednesdays during the week? Is that the only day that there is a physician there, or do other doctors rotate through there as well?
Other doctors do rotate. We have Dr. Russ Guin, who is a sports medicine trained family physician, who goes there one day a week. And we have a full-time nurse practitioner, Rebecca Richardson, who is from the Carrollton community and has worked there for a number of years. And she's there full-time.
So that must please you that someone else that's familiar with the folks there. I'm a country boy, so I know what folks means. Everybody in the community, that there's other physicians that care about that community, that must be important to you as well.
It is.
Tell me, you said something a moment ago about providing health care and prenatal care and natal care, and you referred to some not getting care at all. That must be heartbreaking for you to know that a woman expecting a baby, maybe for the first time, is not seeing a physician on a regular basis, because there's so much you can do to reinforce the probability of a healthy baby.
That's exactly right. And that is one thing that I've tried to dedicate my career to, is ensuring that all women have access to prenatal care, especially women in rural areas. There's so many issues to access of care, including transportation and insurance, and being in the community helps us facilitate that care.
And what is the procedure for people to know about you? People in Carrollton watching this segment, or the word spreading that, hey, we can get health care here now. Doctors who know how babies are made and how to deliver healthy babies are out here now. How are you spreading the word in the community? I imagine it spreads pretty quickly.
Well, it does. It does. We're also doing community activities. We recently sponsored a race in Carrollton where we're just getting the word out that we're there. Prenatal patients can go through their MyCare representative, which is a Medicaid group, to access prenatal care with us.
Whether it's a rural expectant mother or a city expectant mother, what are the basic things that you want to know about early on and advise them on? When they first find out they're pregnant and they come to you, what are some of the things you tell them all?
Well, first of all, we need to look at their past medical history. And if they have a history of high blood pressure or diabetes, we want to get those under control just as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. We want patients to take a prenatal vitamin and to eat healthy. If they smoke or drink alcohol, we certainly want to to stop those negative activities that can impact the health of the child.
I know Dean Friend and all the leaders at the UMC would like to have clinics everywhere and serve everyone in the underserved areas, for lack of a better term. Do you think there's optimism that down the road there will be opportunities for other clinics like you have going on now in Carrollton, maybe in other communities that still don't get the service that they need?
Oh, I think there is. I'm very excited for that opportunity. I know we have some other communities identified that we might be growing into in the future.
We'd love to come visit in Carrollton some day, maybe some Wednesday when you're there.
Great.
And not only do a segment about it, but maybe do a news story too. So we appreciate you sharing with us today about the exciting developments there in Carrollton, Alabama.
We'd love to have you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Kathy Lavender. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, and Fayette. To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, and Fayette.